Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 26. We left yesterday the scene that we closed with yesterday. Lord Chaitanya stood up from the assembly of all the Vaishnavas, a couple, 200 or 300 intimate followers, and he went over to Nityananda, took Nityananda by the hand, and they went to a secluded place to meet about confidential topics, secret topics. And in that conversation, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was having a conversation with Nittai, and he's saying that people don't understand me, I'm going to take sannyas. Nityananda is agitated about that. And we'll continue with the conversation. Dekaha, this is text 132, chapter 26. The scene is Mayapur. Just a few verses before Lord Chaitanya takes sannyas. He's still not taken sannyas. And he's only now just revealing his plan directly to Nityananda. In a confidential private place, he's speaking his heart to Nityananda about his imminent taking of sannyas, which is the next chapter. Chapter 27. Gauranga, maybe it's 27 or 28. I think it's 28. Two chapters. Because people come to know about it. 28 is Gauranga's sannyas lila. And 27 he's pacifying because people came to know it. And 26, in the end of chapter 26, he reveals to Nityananda, then gradually the word gets around and he tries to pacify all the devotees. For he doesn't just run off and take sannyas, he secretly revealed to Nittai, and then gradually the word spread to the intimate followers. And then they started to respond to that decision of the Lord Sannyas Leela. And then he tried to meet each one and pacify. And finally Mother Sachi. And that's the upcoming Leela. So now Nityananda and Gauranga are by themselves in a private place. And this is the first time that Gauranga is opening his heart and specifically speaking what's on his mind and what's in his heart. By his behavior, he's already been indicating by his intense crying out in separation. And the final shloka, you can say that where he's actually starting to reveal his heart, he said, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi. And one student heard this and said, chant Krishna's name. What value will you get by chanting Gopi, Gopi? It's nowhere in Veda. Veda Bale Krishnanam Sukriti Prapti. So much Sukriti you'll get by chanting Krishna Nam. Then Lord Chaitanya picked up a stick, chased him. And then the students made a conspiracy. So then Gauranga, by that statement, he's saying, yes, I must run to Vrindavan and leave this place. And I must run to find the gopis. And I must run to find Krishna in Radhabhav. And the purports, this is a review of what we've already discussed, give some base. Text 132. Deka Kali Shika Sutra Savamudaya Mikshakari Vedaimu Sanyasakariya Nitai. Soon you will see me shave my head and give up my Brahmin thread. I will wander around begging as a sannyasi, bhiksha, bhikshakari, vedaimu, sannyasakariya. Jai jai jani chahi jache, more mari bhare, bhikshuka haimo kali tahara dujare, tabe more deki sehi, dharibe charan, e mate udariba sakala bhuvan. Sannyasi re sravaloka kare namaskar, Sanyasi re keha ara nakare praha. Gauranga continued, Nitai, after I shave my head and wander around begging as a bhikshu, sannyasi. I will beg at the doors of those very people that decided to beat me. We spoke this yesterday, I think. I will go to the doors of the people that want to beat me. I will go to those students. I will go to those offenders and beg them. Bhaja Krishna, Kaha Krishna, Loha Krishna Naam. Worship Krishna, take the name of Krishna. Bhaja Krishna, Kaha Krishna, Loha Krishna Naam. And then, of course, Nityananda changed that. Kaha, what does he say? Kaha Gauranga, Bhaja Gauranga, Loha Gauranga Naam. People will fall at my feet when they see me in Sannyas Vesh. And in this way, I will deliver the entire world. Udariba Sakala Bhuvan. Udar Sakala. The whole universe, I will show Udar. I will show welfare and kindness and generosity to the entire universe. This is why, because Nittai is thinking when Gauranga is speaking, why are you taking sannyas? What is the need? We all love you here. There's no need to take sannyas. So no, these are the reasons. These are the karan. These are the reasons. Sannyasire sar... Oh, I said that. Everyone, as you know, Nittai is a Vedic niyam that when one... It's an injunction. When one sees a sannyasi, he must offer obeisances. Srila Prabhupada explains that Vedic culture was such that if someone simply said, someone would say, oh, Prabhu, you should do this and this. And then that second person would say, oh, you want me to do this and this, such and such puja, such and such austerity at this particular time. And then that person would say, is what you're suggesting to me, is this a Vedic injunction? Then the person who was suggesting, he would say, yes, this is a Vedic injunction. So, nisheda, what do you say? Nishade. This is an injunction. You must. It's a yama. It's a yama. You must do. Oh, thank you, my friend. You're suggesting something very good to me. If this is a Vedic injunction, then I must fast on Ekadasi. I didn't know. Although I'm a Hindu, I'm glad I met you. I must observe Ekadasi and fast all day and take some fruits after sunset. Falahar. Yes, I will do, because I am surrendered to the Vedas. So in the same way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is mentioning to Nittai that this is the only recourse. This is the only way to save all these aparadis. Navadvipa is full of Pashandis and Nashtiks and Devata, Upasaks. They're all worshippers of the Devatas. Chandi and Kali Bhairav, Ma Durga. And they disregard the Vaishnavas. They're nindas. Vaishnav ninda. They're offenders to the Vaishnavas. They're offenders to the Naam. They say, what is Hare Krishna? Ah, chant Chandi, Chandi, Chandi. They're all, even my own people, my own Nadia Vasis, they've all become offenders. What to do? I went to distribute my love. I went to distribute the holy name. I went to give my darshan. And they came to beat me. They didn't understand. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra. It's very difficult to understand the movements of a Vaishnava, what to speak of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So I'm thinking, oh, yes, it's a Vedic injunction, as it's a Vedic injunction of fast on Ekadasi if one is over 8 years old or under 80, he should fast. So this is, I'm thinking, yes, if I take sannyas, then even the offenders, they don't understand me. But they understand what is sannyas. And they understand, according to Vedic injunction, oh, sannyasi, I must pay obeisances. And when they pay obeisances to me, then they will become relieved of their offense. No one dares to beat a sannyasi of Gauranga. Gauranga is speaking for 5-7 verses, so please bear with us as we honor Vrindavan Das, or well, as we abominate Vrindavan Das Thakur's wonderful Bengali, but somehow we're irresistibly attracted. And Prabhupada taught us like this, that we should recite the verse in the original language, the Sanskrit, Gita, the Sanskrit, and then speak. And he said, even if you don't pronounce it correctly, just listen to it, just the vibration, just hear the Sanskrit when the verse is quoted in the morning, then you'll get purified. It's Punya Shravana Kirtana. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Bengali is no different. Vedavyas wrote the Sanskrit, and it's purifying to hear the Sanskrit. And Vrindavandas Thakur, who is also Vedavyas Vrindavandas Thakur, he wrote the Bengali. So Bengali is also this Divya Bhasha. Divya Bhasha is transcendental. So by hearing this, even if we don't understand what we're hearing, and this one who's chanting doesn't understand what he's chanting, so either neither the chanter nor the hearer know Bengali, but we get benefit. Special mercy. You don't know Bengali, you know Hindi and English. I don't know Hindi, unfortunately. Oh, we don't understand, but we're simply Trinadapi. We're simply servants of the Parampara. May Vrindavan Das Thakur have pity on this foolish speaker of his holy grunt. Sanyasiye hayakali pati gare gare bhikshakari bulun dekhon keva more more tomare kahilone apana vridai Gari hasta vasimuni chadiba nishchoy. Hiti kichu dukatumi naba viabmane. Viri deha tumi more sanyasakarane je rupa karahatumi. Sehi hoiba ami. Ete ke vidana deha avatara jani. Jagarudhara jari chahakari bhare. Ihate nisheda nahi karibe amare. Hite tumi dukana bhavya konchana. Tumi na janaha avatarera karan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, Nitai, as a sannyasi, I will soon wander from door to door, and then at that time, let's see who beats me. Bulon, dekon, more. I have thus revealed my heart to you, Nitai. I must certainly now give up household life. Gari hasta vasa chadibe, chariye, gar chari. Don't feel distressed because of this. Please give me your permission to take sannyas. I will do whatever you want, Nitai. But you know the purpose of my incarnation. Vidhan avatara jani. Vidhan avatara jani. Nitai, if you want the world to be delivered, I hope that you will not forbid me from taking sannyas. Nitai, don't feel unhappy for even a moment, for you know the purpose of my incarnation. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Nityananda Rama ki. Now imagine, somehow you're eavesdropping on that conversation. They're alone. It's at Gupta. They're secretly meeting. But somehow you're listening behind the bushes. And you're watching, just as Mandris watch and listen. So Brahmin boys also watch and listen. Vrindavan me, Gopi Roop. Navadvip me, Brahmin Karoop. So Brahmin boys are looking and listening. Secretly, not to disturb the Leela. And they're hearing, huh? Gauranga is going to take sannyas? Is Nityananda going to stand for this? Will Nityananda let him do this? So they're looking, Nityananda, say something? We don't want to lose our gore? Is our pran? Our prananath? And everyone's looking, at Nittai. What will Nittai say? What is he feeling? What is he registering on his face? Vrindavanas tells us, because he's there in Samadhi. Shuni Nityananda Shri Shrikara Antardhan Antare Vidhirna Haila Mandeha Pran Mandeha Pran Antare Vidhirna Haila Mandeha Pran. Nityananda's mind, body, and life airs were shattered, cracked, broken. And who wouldn't be if they were there? If someone comes, excuse me, Dinabana, don't mind, I'm going to take your heart. Hey, wait. Not this way. And then your wife and friends, and whether they go, hey, don't they? What are you doing? Hey, all right. You're stupid. And they beat me with his head. His man, Deya Pran, Antare Vidhirna, Shuni Nityananda, Sri Shrikara Antardhan. His life airs were shattered when he heard that the Lord, Sri Shikara Antardhan, Sri Shika, that the Lord was going to wear Shika and shave his head. There's no, she doesn't have, it's just long flowing hair. Konvidi dibahena na aise vadhane avashya karibe prabhu janilena mone. And they're watching. Okay, we see your face, Nittai. And you're so unhappy, you're shattered. Well, we'll say something. We're counting on you. You're representing all of us. You're representing all the Nadiyavasis. You're the minister. We're depending on you to save our Gaur Pran. Well, what are you going to say? Konvidi dibahena na aise vadane avashya karibe prabhu jani lene mone. Nityananda had no advice to offer, for he knew that the Lord would certainly take sannyas. So everyone's watching. Nothing? You're gonna let this happen? Then there's, Nittai, say something. Nityananda Bale Prabhu, Tumi Ichamai, Jetamara Icha Prabhu, Sehi Nishchai, O Prabhu, you are supremely independent. Whatever you desire will certainly take place. Prabhu, you are independent, you can do whatever you desire will take place. Vidiva nisheda ke tumare dete pare se satya je tumara achaye antare. Prabhu, who can tell you what to do or not to do? Whatever is in your heart is inevitable. Sarvaloka Palatumi, Sarvalokanath, Bhalahaya Jay Mate Sevidita Tumhat. Prabhu, you are Sarvalokapal. You're the maintainer and the Lord of all the planets. And Lokanath, and Lokapal, Lokapal, Lokanath. You know very well what is proper for you. Now we'll read a few verses in Nittai's dialogue more. Jai Rupe Karibha Prabhu Jagat Udhar Tumi Se Janaye Taha Ke Janaye Ar Swatantra Paramananda Tomara Charita Tumi Jai Karibe Sei Haibe Nishchita Tatapiya kahasaba seva kerastan keva kibalaye tahashunaha apan tabe jetamara icha karibe tahare jetamara icha prabhu virodite pare. Nittai said, Prabhu, you alone know how you will deliver the people of this world. You are Swatantra, Swatantra Bhagavan. You are completely independent. Paramananda, Paramananda. And you are full of transcendental bliss. Therefore, whatever you wish to do, Prabhu, will certainly be done. Still, Prabhu, please, don't mind. I beg you, please, can you ask your dear and beloved servants what they have to say about your intended move, about your plan? Can you at least ask them, Jagannanda Pandit, Gadadhar, Srivas? Then, do whatever you desire, O Lord, O Prabhu, for who can change your will? Gauranga was listening very intently, full mind, listening very attentively with full mind, full heart, full feelings, attention, everything. What was his response? How did Gauranga feel? What did he say in response to Nittai's request? Nityananda Vakye Prabhu Santosh Santosha Haila Puna Puna Alingana Karite Lagila. Nityananda Vakya, on hearing Nityananda's words, Gauranga became completely satisfied. Santosh, completely, fully satisfied. And when someone is satisfied with something that someone does, they want to express their satisfaction. If you do me, if you do some seva for me or some favor, I want to show my gratitude and express my happiness and satisfaction by my glance, by my words, by my body. So he's fully satisfied and he wants to express his heart's satisfaction. So then he repeatedly, puna puna alingana, embraced him, embraced him, embraced him. E matta nityananda sange yukti kari chali lena vaishnav samaje gauranga shihari gauranga shihari gauranga shihari gauranga shihari gauranga shihari gauranga shihari. Vaishnav Samaj, Gauranga Shri Hari. The translation is, Gauranga went to the Vaishnav Samaj. That's the translation. But it wasn't Gauranga who went. Gauranga Shri Hari went. There's very deep meaning in these three words. If you'll permit me, I would like to explain. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing Rasa Shastra. He is Shukadev Goswami. He's written Chaitanya Bhagavat. He has written Srimad Bhagavatam. Parama, Parama, Parama Granth, Rasa Shastra. Krishna Tattva. Krishna Tattva, Radha Krishna Tattva. Radha Krishna Bhav. No higher Amala Puranam, Paramahamsa Samhitam, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Krishna Leela, but the avatar for Kali Yuga is Gaur. And he has his rasa-filled pastimes, Rasabhar, Rasabhara Leela. And his Bhagavatam is Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the same author, oh, Krishnas, Kaviraj, You've written so wonderfully about Radha and Krishna, so beautifully, so perfectly. You brought out all the leelas and the feelings and the bhavas, all the sadhakas, and they're so much appreciating your Govinda Leelamrita. It's perfect. We beg you. We know you're old. We know you're old. We know you're feeble. We beg you. Oh, Krishnadas. Oh, Kaviraj Prabhu. Please, will you write the rasa-filled, philosophy-filled glories of Lord Chaitanya as you've written in Govinda Leelamrita? Yes. I don't know. I can't see. Let me go to Madan Mohan. So the one author, Krishnadas Kaviraj, is writing a perfect scripture about Krishna Leela, and he's writing a perfect scripture about Gaur Leela. And one author, Shukadev Goswami, is writing a perfect script, the most perfect scripture about Radha and Krishna's Leela. And the same author comes in Kali Yuga because his same Lord comes. My Lord, Radha and Krishna, they came in Dwapara, so I'm writing. And now my Lord's going, oh, I have to come. Now I write Chaitanya Bhagavat. So that's why, because there's so, but the translators are Guru Bhais, and they didn't write any purport. Every single verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam has minimum 11 purports. The purports for Chaitanya Bhagavat, there were some different ones written. And whenever we have Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, many, many Gaudiya Vaishnavas have written tikas on these verses of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Several. But we only have access to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So everything else is whatever the speaker understands and realizes by the mercy of his guru. Every word is important, every word is full of ras, every word is full of tattva. Unlimited. Ananta tattva, ananta ras. Each and every single word of Chaitanya Bhagavat and each and every single word of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ananta tattva, ananta ras. As we study Bhagavad Gita and we hear from the tikas of Baladev and Vishnath, there are specific words that Krishna is addressing. Krishna is addressing Arjuna with specific names. And in return, Arjuna is addressing Krishna with specific names. O Madhusudana, O Rishikesh, O Partha, O this, O that. O Gudakesh, O Partha Arjuna, O Gudakesh Arjuna. O Madhusudana Krishna. O Rishikesh Krishna, yes? So there's a meaning for each word and the Acharyas explain. It's different from Chaitanya Bhagavat? No. Why Gauranga? Why Sri? Why Hari? To me, I read this, it's just jumping out of the book. Somehow, it's like I feel like I'm getting hit on the head when I saw these three words. Gauranga Sri Hari. Everything is connected to the Leela. He's about to take sannyas. And who is about to take sannyas? Who is the subject? Who is the Ashraya? Well, here it's Prem Ashraya, also the Prem Vishay in one. The Vibhav, the hero. It's Gauranga in Mayapur. Mayapur Chandra. Beautiful golden limbs. Robust figure, effulgent. Beautiful, sweet, attractive, and charming. Gauranga Sundara Ki Jai. He is taking sannyas. But that Gauranga is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Hayanya. Yes, he's Gauranga. Jai Gaur, Nitai Gaur. But our Gauranga, do you know that our Gauranga is also Sri? And do you know that our Gauranga is also Hari? Sri Radha. Prem Sekaho, Sri Radhe. Gauranga, Mayapur Chandra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Gauranga. Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Sri Hari. Radha. Krishna Hari. Ji. You agree? So Gauranga, after discussing with Nityananda in this way, Lord as it says Garanga, but I would say Garanga Shri Hari went to the assembly of Vaishnavas. So Garanga is going to the assembly of Vaishnavas and he's going to reveal that I am going to search India for Hari because he has stolen my heart. My heart is Shri. My heart is Shri. Radhabhav, Mahabhav. I am Garanga. You're seeing me. But my heart is Srimati Radharani. Mahabhav Surupini Radha Ki Jai. But Hari, he's stolen my heart. I have to go find him to get my heart back. So Shri Hari. Gauranga Shri Hari. This just when you, that's why it said when we do Nam Sankirtan, it's full of Leela. If we chant Gauranga Shri Hari, how much we can go deep into Leela when we chant Gauranga Shri Hari, Gauranga Shri Hari. You can faint in ecstasy. We can't, but you can faint if you're on the level of Bhav. Gauranga Shri Hari, Gauranga Shri Hari. Gauranga, so he's going, so this, it's very interesting because it, the whole, every verse is leading to the next verse to the, now he's going, what's he going to, he's, now Nityananda said this, Nityananda requested, please ask the Vaishnavas, get your Antaranga Bhaktas, what do they think about it, what is their viewpoint, reveal to them. So Nittai said, yes, Dasos, Prabhu said, yes, Nittai, Dasos me, I will do, not right now. So immediately he's going to the Vaishnava Samaj. He's Trinada Pisunicha. No, Nittai, I'm not going to do that. It's my opinion, I'm God, I'm so tantra, then get lost, get out of the way. No, yes. Yes, let me take the blessings of the Vaishnava, let me discuss. Very good advice you gave me. So now, this is all foreshadowing, this is all poetry and drama, it's so beautiful. Just like that one verse, that Gauranga is going to tell that I'm taking, this word means I'm going to take sannyas. Why? Because as Gauranga, I'm actually Shri, and I'm going to look out for Hari. I'm going to search all over India. Where is Hari? Hari Kahan, Krishna Kahan, Murli Vadan Kahan. Everywhere Gauranga is chanting Krishna name, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. Gopal, Govinda, Ram. Krishna, 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 hey. Hari, where are you? Oh, my Prananath. Prananath means you're Pranachor. You're supposed to be Prananath, but you're Pranachor. You've stolen my heart. You're supposed to lord over my heart. If you're my Nath, if you're my Lord, you're my master. You're my maintainer. You're supposed to protect me like a king, like a Rakhi. But you've stolen my heart and ran away somewhere. Grihachari Bhena Prabhu Jani Nityananda Bhayanahi Spure Deha Haila Nishpanda. As Nityananda realized that Prabhu would leave home, Chadibhena. Nityananda fainted. He lost consciousness and his body became stunned. Nispanda. Deya hoila nispanda. Spure. He had this vision. He couldn't see. Spurti. He lost his functional capacity. Stire hai Nityananda mone mone gane prabhu gele ai prana daribe ke mane. After becoming pacified, this is what I was doing. I was acting out this next verse. After becoming pacified means coming, Nityananda thought. In other words, he woke up from his swoon. How will Mother Sachi survive? Tai is thinking, mone mone gane. He's thinking over. Okay, all right, you're leaving me. Okay, what to do? I'm also Abhidhut. I can follow you. I can go here and there. I can also leave. I'm also sannyasi. You go, I go. Okay. You want to go alone? Okay, I'll go 50 meters behind you. You want me to go further? But I'll go. Where you go? I can go. But what about your mother? Can she go? Can your wife go? Can all your other Grihastha Brahman devotees, can they go? No. They have their Griha Thakur, their Kula Devata. They have their Patni Dharma. So much dharma they have to follow. You can go, I can go. Brahmacharis can go. But there are only a couple. All the most of the majority of all Garangas Bhaktas, they're all Shuddha Vaishnava Grihasthas, pure devotees. Ditaibini Bhai Radha Krishna Paiti Nai. Without the mercy of Nittai, we will never attain the seva of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. How will Mother Sachi survive when Gauranga leaves home? So Gauranga, he's not speaking, he's just thinking. Okay, he's thinking, okay, he can leave me, I said that. And he can leave Gadadhar and some others, they can come after him. But his mother? Leaving your mother? How can he do it? It's not possible. Of course, he did the same thing. Nityananda left, you know, Ekachakra, Chakra, you know, he also left his mother. His father died. He's already gone. Not died, but... Kimate vanshiba aye kala divarati heteka chintite murchapaya mahamati. How will Mother Sachi pass all her days and nights thinking like this? Nityananda practically lost consciousness. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Bhaviyaira dukkha Nityananda rai nibrite vasya prabhu kandaye sadhai. Realizing how Mother Sachi would suffer, Nityananda went to a solitary place, Nibrita. Nibrita Vas means he went alone and he cried continuously. Kande Sadhai Sat Krandan. Crying. Even now, what to speak 500 years ago? Mataji is Bhagavan. Pitaji is Bhagavan Karup. Am I right? Mother and father worship like God. And have that regard. In all in ancient times, we have to understand. If I don't give a little background, you can't understand. If you know, then you know. It's repetition. And originally, in this time, the sun would come down. As soon as he sees his mother and father, he pays obeisances at their feet on the ground. Not like this. Nowadays, they go, oh, dry. No, they don't do anything. They like touch the knee. Oh, haribo, Dad. Haribo, Dad. Hello, Dad. Hello, Mom. But 50 years ago, 100 years ago, oh, my mother, my father, they would pay obeisances and touch their feet before they go out of the house, as soon as they see the mother and father. When we hear that as Westerners, we say, what? Unbelievable! Inconceivable! So a son, you see how difficult it is. Go to Chopadi Beach or here. A son wants to be a brahmachari, or a son wants to take sannyas. You might as well give your mother an AK-47. What? It's impossible. Even today, it's isn't it practically next to impossible? Ask any brahmachari, Indian brahmachari. They sometimes even threaten you with murder. If you join ISKCON, I'll kill you. If I don't kill you, I write you out of the will and don't. Hey, look, you depend on that. You depend on your Krishna guy, that whoever that guy is. Don't come back here and ask for money. Don't come back here and expect to get shelter. You're going to Krishna, never come back. So it's a test. Do I have mommy prem? Do I have mommy prem? Mataji prem? Or do I have itcha for Krishna prem? It's a test. Oh, mommy. Oh, Krishna. Oh, mommy. Oh, Krishna. Mommy! Mommy wins the contest. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yadati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kaschimamati tattvata. That's just to know tattva. What about rasa? We don't care about tattva, we care about rasa. Rasa Raj Sri Krishna ki jai. So we're becoming brahmachari, sannyas, grihas, we're becoming Gaudiya Vaishnavas because we want to taste. We're tasters. We want to taste sweetness, we want to taste charm, we want to taste beauty. Okay, some tattva just to keep us from toppling. Some tattva to keep us from toppling off the path of bhakti marg. But that doesn't satisfy the heart. What satisfies the heart is ras, bliss, love. Tattva convinces the mind. Rasa captures the heart. And we're laughing and smiling in the maya covering of Vrindavan. And Nityananda is in Mayapur crying and crying and crying. Mother Sachi, Mother Sachi, Gaur, how can you do this to your mother? Your own mother out. This is your Gatana, Agatana, Pati, Asi, Shakti. This is your inconceivable power to make the possible. This is impossible. How can you make this impossibility become possible? Because you're Bhagavan. That's the problem with you, Gauranga. The problem with you, Gauranga, you're Bhagavan. And you have this Gatana, Agatana, Pati, Asi, Shakti. The power to make the impossible possible. Anywhere 500 years ago in India, it's impossible for any Vaishnav Brahmin son to give up his mother. Impossible. You agree? Agreed. If he was a sannyasi, they would have seen it in his Janma Kundali, and they would have given him the samashram, the group. Hey, take this wallah. Train him as a sannyasi. But his Janma Kundali is obviously he's not a sannyasi. He's married. I mean, just looking materially. If your marriage is there, then okay. They wouldn't. And if it's the only son, the first son, no choice. So now what is Gauranga's position? Is he the only son? No. Well, he's the only surviving son. Yes. Because Vishrupa has already taken sannyas. He's, for all intents, he's disappeared. Okay, so in the absence, my husband should protect me. Like Nittai's thinking, Mother Sachi, she should be protected by her husband or her eldest son. Well, wait a minute. Her eldest son is Vishrupa and he's gone to take sannyas. Are? Who will take this responsibility? Oh, her second son, Nityananda Vishwambar. Now Vishwambar's going. One widow. Now two widows. One widow is 70, whatever, she is 70 years old, Mother Sachi. The other widow is 14 years old. Got married when Vishwampriya was 10 years old. 10. You see those beautiful paintings of Vishwampriya with the white widow sari with red border, you ever seen? And she's clutching the wooden shoes of Mahaprabhu. It's beautiful painting. You must have seen it in the poster shops. Very beautiful young face, like she's 14. After 4 years of marriage, and Nittai knows all this, and he's thinking, what is going on? Alright, one widow, he's leaving his mother, he's going to leave Mother Sachi? He didn't even mention anything about his wife. Okay, wives are easy to leave. So why doesn't Nittai say, well, what about Vishwampriya? He doesn't bring it up. He hits right to the center, right? Like, oh, what about your wife? Yeah, what about your mother? Oh. Like you say, my mother, what about leaving your wife? You're married. Well, you know, it's like you go like this. You go, well, you know, I have to think. You go, your head, it's a mental thing. Your wife is a mental thing. Wife is a mental thing. So you go, so Nittai, if he doesn't even bother asking, or he's thinking now, he doesn't even bother thinking this thing. Oh, what about leaving? Oh, okay. But what about leaving your mother? Oh! Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, my mother, Sachima. Oh, Sachima. So much sandesh she gave me. So many beautiful bananas, 6-8 different kinds of bananas. Oh, and the shock. She cooked such wonderful spinach, 10, 20, 15 varieties. Yeah, Nitya, I think I changed my mind. My mother is a very good cook. I'm going to stay home in Bengal with my mother and worship my Radhasham deities at home, and I'm not going back to Iskan Vrindavan. That's what they do. little humor. But he didn't mention. He went to the heart center, the mother. He's crying. He's crying on behalf of Mother Sachi. He's crying on behalf of Vishnupriya. He's crying on behalf of himself. And he's crying on behalf of all the Nadiyavas, all the Nadiya Vaishnavas. Sarva Bhakta Log. And because he has to cry for so many people, he has to cry continuously. Why does it say continuously crying? Every word has deep meaning, doesn't it? Kandaye sadai. Krandan sat krandan. They could have just said he's crying. Nitai cried. Too bad. It's too bad. But what? He's thinking. Oh, he's thinking for himself. Okay. Oh, he's going to leave me. But he's not crying for himself even, because we already established. So Nitai is not actually. He's crying, but he's crying for others. Vaishnava kripambudhi. Vaishnava kripambudhi. Vaishnava. Prabhupada says that he said this is the characteristics of a cultured human being. He sees other people's property, and to be stool on the street. And he sees every woman in the world as Mataji, except his Devi Patni, his wife. And he feels the suffering of others to be his. Nityananda is Tanmoy with Shachi, Tanmoy of Vishnupriya. He's one with their hearts. So he's crying. What is he? He's crying for all the Vaishnavas continuously. He thinks of how will the Vaishnavas take it? Oh, and he cries. How will Shachi take it? And he cries. So it goes on and on continuously. Realizing how Mother Shachi would suffer, Nityananda, he cried. So just because Mukandera Vasaya Hailagora Chandra Dekiya Mukunda Haila Parama Ananda. Gora Chandra went to the house of Mukunda. When Mukunda saw the Lord, he felt great ecstasy. Who wouldn't? Imagine, he felt Deki Gora Chandra Deki. Gora Chandra Deki. Paramananda. If someone was to see Gauranga, and his heart was surrendered at the feet of Gauranga, like his Antaranga Bhakta Mukunda, and just by the Deki, Gora Chandra Deki Mukunda Paramananda, he felt blissful. And of course, if you go to meet someone, there's some purpose to your meeting. So to convey your purpose or to convey your intention, you will speak something, either verbally or through your face or eyes or motion. Prabhu Bale, Gao Kichu, Krishnera Mangal. Then Mukunda Gayena Prabhu Shuniya Vivala. Gaur said, Mukunda, because Mukunda Das is one of the great Kirtaniyas. Gauranga, Krishnera Mangal, Mukunda Gayena. Sing the auspicious glories of Krishna. So the only thing that's going to, the only medicine that will cure this viraha, rogue, this intense separation that Radha, that Gauranga slowly is observing himself. Like you take a sponge, no sponge, like a rubber thing sponge, and you have some water. And you put it, press it, and some water comes. As you press it harder, more and more water comes. More and more water. As you press, you have some water, and you press the rubber, like you press it in water, and then it gets full of water. Then you squeeze it out and press it again. The sponge. English. Some say sponge. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's heart is like a sponge. He's becoming more and more drenched in Radha Bhav with the passing of the days. Now he's 23 and some months old. Just about to take sannyas in the next couple of months, in the next two chapters, or weeks. He's submerged, his heart, he's in Mayapur, he's with the devotees engaging in Sankirtan, and his heart is going, Vrindavan, Gopi, Radha, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So he can only reveal his mind, his inner heart, and unveil his inner heart to his Gopi, Sakhi Gopis. Mukunda is a Sakhi. Mukunda is a Sakhi in Krishna Lila. She says, hey Sakhi. Radharani's going. Radharani will go to her Sakhis when she's feeling Krishna Viraha. Hey Sakhi. Hey Vishaka. Hey Vishaka. Krishna Mahima Bolo. Boliye. Please, oh Vishaka, I have too much burning and separation from Sham. Please, will you sing some beautiful song about Krishna? Vamshidari, Krishna Murari, Tomabina Dukahari. So Lita sings about Vamshidari. So now, that Radha is Gaur. And that Gaur has gone to Gopi Mukunda. Mukunda's great kirtan singer, Brahman. Oh, Sakhi, oh, Mukunda, tell me about Krishna. I can't do this. Shivas can't do this. Mukunda, please, I'm about to break at the seams. I'm busting. I'm shattered. So this is the background. So then when he heard about beautiful song about Krishna, then Bival came overwhelmed. Bola bola hunkara karya dvijamani punyavanta mukundhera shuni dibya dhwani. Punyavanta mukunda, punyavanta, punyavanta mukunda. When Gauranga heard that madhur kirtan, madhur lila kirtan of Krishna kirtan lila, he became vival. And he's trembling but feeling such ecstasy as Krishna's Kaviraj describes this Mahabhav, this Braja Prem between Radha and Krishna. He describes it like this. It's like hot sugar cane juice. Hot sugar cane juice. It's too hot to swallow and too sweet to resist. Sugar cane juice. It's so sweet. I want... Ha, it's hot. You can't drink it, your tongue is burning. So he starts singing the glories of Krishna and becomes vival. But as he sings more, then he wants to hear, and he can't, then bolo bolo. Hunkara. Hunkara means bolo bolo. Hunkara means roaring. He's going mad. Lord Gauranga is going mad in Radha Bhav. Yes, more glories, more kirti, more mahima. Mukunda, more, give me more. Oh, it's burning. I don't care, more. Krishna. Can you understand something? On hearing the fortunate Mukunda's punyavanta Mukunda, melodious singing, divya dwani, sounds. Are these ordinary sounds? Hey you, hey this. These are transcendental sounds. Radhesham. Divya Dwani. Vrindavanas Thakur is saying Mukunda is vibrating Divya Dwani. Translation, very nice. In transcendental sounds, alokic sounds beyond this world. But they're sweet. Translation is when the melodious singing, the Dvijamani, the crest jewel of the Brahmanas, roared loudly, chant. Shaneke Karila Prabhu Bhava Sambaran Mukundera Songetabe Kahena Katan. After a while, the Lord controlled his emotions and began to speak with Mukunda. Prabhu Bali Mukunda Shunaha Kichukata. Bahira haibahami narihi baheta. O Mukunda, shunya. Shunaha, shunya, shuno. Listen, I will not stay here anymore. I will leave my home. Gari hastami chadibhan sunishchita. Shikastutra chadiya chaliba jete bita. Mukunda, I will leave household life. I will give up my shika, my Brahman thread, and I will go wherever I please. How did Mukunda respond to this? What was his reply? Mukunda's, what am I hearing? What are you saying? Are you trying to kill me? Why don't you just do it straight? Boom. Your words are piercing my heart. Sri Shikhara Antardhana. Shikhara. Sri Shikhara Antardhana. Shunya Mukunda. Padila Virahai. Sabaguchilananda. Hearing that Sri Hari Gauranga would shave off his shika, Mukunda fell into lamentation and lost all sense of happiness. So first, there's some conversation, and there's the emotional response. There's anubhav, and then there's the speaking. First the heart is touched, then the mind, then the words. So it's, he's hearing it, huh? And think, what? And then speaking. Mukunda said, this was his reply. Kakuti kariya bhale, Mukunda Mahashaya. Well, this is what he said. Jari Prabhu, e matase kariba nishchay, dinakato e rupe karaha kirtane, tabe Prabhu, kariba seje tamaramane. Kakuti kariya bhale, in great humility, Mukunda Mahashaya. O Prabhu, if you must take sannyas, then can you please stay, don't do it right now, stay a little longer, stay and perform, please perform kirtan for a few more days, just as you have been doing, then you can do as you please. Mukundera Vakyashuni Sri Gora Sundara Chalilena Jataya Chena Gadadhar. We don't know. If we're in bhav, then we know if we're in the level of bhav and we enter the lila by bhav drishti, then we can understand, we can see the face of Gauranga. Does he indicate by his face, yes, I will do as you recommend? Because there's no word said and there's no description given by Vrindavanas Thakur who's seeing the lila. Because he doesn't want to reveal that at this point. Of course, you know, of course, we all read and we know that what's coming, but we pretend we don't know what's coming. So we're left like we're watching this. Well, will Gaurasundar take sannyas tonight? Tomorrow? Or will he accede? Will he accede to the request of Mukunda and stay for a few more days and do that most wonderful, pleasing kirtan? We don't know. After hearing the appeal of Mukunda, Sri Gaurasundar went to the residence of Gadadhar. And then, so Mukunda is left on that scene, and the camera next opens, Gadadhar Bhavan, and then next scene. So, and we'll leave the Chaitanya Bhagavat for today, and maybe by Gauranga's mercy, we will again meet and hear the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'd like to thank everyone for coming to these classes, and pray you'll forgive me for any offenses I may have made, or consciously or unconsciously. And I beg all of you that you will bless me that I can have an opportunity to speak again the glories of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Vaishnava Kripa Patri Ki Jai.